go through some of the lachas of Masha Baruch Merad Goshem. We started saying on Shmini Atzeres by Musaf, Masha Baruch Merad Goshem. If a person forgot to say Masha Baruch Merad Goshem, at this point in time, he's lacking that in the Shmoneh Esrei, so a person has to correct that. We'll go through various steps of halacha. If a person realized that he made that mistake, well, he's still holding later on in that bracha of Mechaya, that bracha, the second bracha, and he hasn't said bracha to Hashem yet, so he says it where he is. It doesn't have to be anywhere in the bracha, any place in the bracha. Person realizes, he says, Micha bracha b'al gvuros midon halach, melech me'mitzu mechaya matmich yishua, mash bracha b'arad agoshem, that's fine, you can say it over there. If a person realized, he already said, b'nem anatol ha'acha yers me'sim, he would say, mash bracha b'arad agoshem, and then he would repeat, b'nem anatol ha'acha yers me'sim. We want to say the words, the Barsham is Bimechayim Esim right next to the Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayim Esim. So those few words he should correct and repeat it over there. If a person said, already said Baruch Ato Hashem, Mishabura has a fascinating shita. At that point in time, the Mishabura says, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha and say, go back to say Masha Baruch Merad Goshem and then finish off the end of the Bracha again. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if a person already said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim and he has not started Atah Kodesh, he says Masha Baruch Merad Goshem right there. And Mishabura comes out on that Tzarchi and Ladin, he's not sure what to do on that and this halacha, because many Paiskim disagree with this, and even the source for it, which the Shulchan Aruch is Rav Yoh, he's not sure that that's exactly what the Rav Yoh means. But he seems to say Pasan Halacha L'Maaseh, you would not be Choyzer, because the Sofik, you would not be Choyzer. If a person got to that point, he already said Atah, Atah Kadosh. So now he can't correct himself anymore in that bracha. He goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. He does not say Hashem Sasai Tiftoch again. He starts again from the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, and he continues and he corrects himself. If a person is normally says Merad Atol in the summer, and therefore if he forgot Merad Baruch Merad Goshem, he's going to say Merad Atol instead. That's what he's used to saying. He does not need to go back. He does not need to go back because he said something special about a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's married at all. He does not need to go back. We're talking about these halachas that are going back are all talking about a person who normally does not say married at all, and he left it blank, so then he has to correct it. If a person is not sure whether he said it correctly, so halacha says for the first 30 days he has to assume he said it improperly. First 30 days from you start counting from Shmini Atzeres, counting that as day one. So that's Chaf Beis Tishrei. You count 30 days, including that day. So when you get to Chaf Aleph Cheshvan, you had 30 days. You assume that during that first 30 days you've said it improperly, and after that you assume that you said it properly. If a person knows in himself, we mentioned this last year, a person knows in himself that he usually gets used to it in an earlier amount of time, or vice versa, it takes him longer to get used to it, so he has to go with his own personal knowledge. Similarly, if a person already has 30 days and he sees the last few tefillahs, he's been very, not thinking, and he's made a mistake three tefillahs in a row, again, he sees that he's not really there. But if a person normally can assume that he's correct, he's now saying it correctly after 30 days. A person has an Eitzah, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that before that a person can say it many times in a row to get himself used to doing that. That halacha is a machloikis. Mishabur comes out that it's a suffix what to do with it. He says it does work. So if a person knows in himself that he gets confused and he messes up many times, it's definitely proper to use that Eitzah to now sit down and say it 90 times. This way you can assume that you said it properly if you have any questions. If a person is masupik, we say, well, he didn't wake up 4 hours later and wake up and say, I'm not sure what I did. We're talking about if a person is beginning a davening, plan to say it, and then later on he had a question, he doesn't have to go back. We're talking about immediately he woke up, if a Atah Kodesh, he says, well, did I see Masha Baruch Merad Goshem? He's not sure what to do over there. If a person only woke up with a question much later on and he had assumed that he was either davening from a sitter or he had planned to say it, he can assume that he said it properly. This halacha of 30 days, I want to point out, let's say the question always comes up, a person, he missed the davening. So he missed the davening during the 30 days. He missed a davening or two. Or he said it wrong one or two. He said, I probably said it wrong a few times. That's okay. The 30 days count, even though you missed something, that's not a problem. I just want to welcome everybody back. I hope that they had a very restful Yom Tov and an inspiring Yom Tov, and we're very excited to have everybody back for the winter. This is the main zman of a person's learning is during the winter time. You know, now we have no breaks officially for at least for a few weeks till something else happens. You know, at least for a month, I think we're okay. Till Thanksgiving or something like that, I don't know. We have the main zman of learning now. A person can chop right in the winter. This is zman of learning. So we're very excited to have everybody back. Welcome back and have a wonderful morning.